It's John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
All right, off we go. It's a beautiful day. It's perfect out this morning. It's going to be even better as the day goes on. Paradise is awaiting you right outside us. We live in the best part of all the United States. We have to recognize it each and every day we do because all the other places are talking about deep freezes and wind chill factors and all that. And we're out playing around. We're in light sweatshirts. Brady's in his velour tracksuit. We were looking at those yesterday after we discovered Brady was in his old man. The same thing you use as fleece blankets on your couch. Brady had for clothes, and frankly, I'm like, that is the future. That is the way to go, and I'm glad you're there now. Just got to get you in the pants, too. And we looked them up. Man, those aren't cheap. Those old man tracksuits that are really nice, the velour ones, the cozy fleece, nice super ones, those are $200.
So you said Megan's dad does that.
He doesn't wear the velour yet. No. He does not wear the velour yet. Okay. No, Paul and Fred dress.
They dress
really good everywhere they go. They never quit. Paul is 90. She looks amazing. Every time you go, she's done up. She looks good. She puts it on. Fred's always dressed like he just left a club meeting for the golfers. They look great. But I still would give up if I was them because the tracksuits are the way to go. They're not cheap, though. Yeah, it's the robe material. It's your mama robe material. Remember when you were a kid and your mom had that weird soft robe that felt like a blanket?
That's what too sheer.
Old men end up doing. They end up wearing that as everyday clothes.
Or they go to khaki pants, it seems
khaki
like.
Khaki pants are their dress. That's dress-em-ups right there, which I don't understand because
Torp does that.
When you have the least control of your urethra, you wear khaki pants.
I know.
I've
not
never
a
understood
smart move.
It. Nope. I watched a guy come out of a bathroom at Hohokam Stadium just covered in his own dribble. I'm like, dude, if you didn't have khakis on, that wouldn't be so incredibly obvious.
Yeah, go dark at least.
Yeah, darken it up. And it was just everywhere. It's like, I don't know when I'm done. And I put it back, and sometimes it still comes out. Well, now we get to be the beneficiaries of such wonderful visuals as your pissy pants, old man. Khakis are bad, and that's why the velour tracksuits are great. They don't show the stains and anything else. But wearing blankets and robes as clothing outside, it's, I'm telling you, there isn't a guy out there who says, I'm not ever doing that. It's gotten to the point now where young people, like, you know, especially black guys, wear sweatpants as, like, really nice stuff. You see them in, like, restaurants and things. I'm like, I think those are just sweatpants, but they've got a cool design. You're passing that off as couture. That's fashion now. What a fantastic dream we've created here. Now, Megan's dad has sweatpants, but they look like – it's the same thing as those pajamas that look like jeans. They look like pants. But upon further inspection, you realize he's just in a pair of sweats in public, which is genius. So comfortable all the time. And it's a shirt he wears that could very well be a sweater, a nice dark sweater, or just a sweatshirt that's got like a nice look to it from a distance. You get closer. You're like,
you're to judge.
You're in your pajamas. You're outside in your pajamas, and you've done a nice job with it. My grandpa had a button-up pair of Pierre Cardin jammies he used to wear. Really nice. And then one time we were going to dinner and he just threw some slacks on, kept the pajama top on. And I'm like, you know what, old man? It works. No one's going to know those are your PJs.
It's like a dress shirt, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like a dress shirt. Well done, old fella.
The hoodie has turned a little more formal.
Yeah, it's got
some guys will wear a blazer like the one that you're wearing.
Yeah, I got this.
lighter hoodie.
That's what Troy Aikman was getting crap for that on the
T-shirt
Thursday night football game.
Well, he didn't dress up at all for that one, and I don't blame him because he's got two jobs in the week, and one of them is less meaningful than the other. Not dressing up for both games. All right, Troy. He had a hoodie on and a T-shirt like, I'm only going to stay until the third quarter. He was dressed like we were for the game. But, yeah, do whatever. I think the hoodies look good. It's a nice look. Can be dressy. We're getting worse and worse. You look at old pictures of people who used to go to baseball games or traveling, for God's sakes,
the
air travel.
Everyone's exactly
in a wool
how
suit.
They went.
Yeah. Everyone was in a wool suit. Pictures, old pictures of baseball games. They're all in wool suits and top hats and stuff. I'm like, these people never had an opportunity to leave their homes. So everything was an occasion.
Well, two things going for those. They last forever.
Wool suits?
Yes.
You don't want them to last forever. They smell terrible after one use.
They weren't really going out, so they had to have a handful of things. They maybe had two suits, and they'd wear those back and forth.
Yeah, but they didn't have T-shirts and shorts and jeans. They were addicted to being uncomfortable back then.
And that sounds miserable.
Oh, it sounds absolutely. Have you ever put on a wool anything?
Oh, it's.
I don't know how those guys did. Summertime at Wrigley Field in a wool suit while the players played in wool uniforms. And you're like, what? How did they not drop dead? Our pansy generation can't practice in 90 degrees. Everybody get in the bubble. You have to practice inside the bubble. We dropped dead at the every. These guys were out there dressed up in burlap and wool in 110 degrees. Like, well, it's just hot out. Put some water in your mouth. You'll be fine. Never had a heat stroke. Never. Oh, well, the Cubs used to have heat strokes every couple days. Never. Now they're like, we're back at it, practice in that bubble. Get in your bubble. Cardinals moved here and built bubbles. ASU built bubbles. Dallas has a bubble.
Now we have performance wear material.
You got to wear this clothes that breathe. They were in wool, and then we're in the bubble.
And it's better.
Yeah. Or they're tougher. I think they might have been a little tough. They're dumber. There's no doubt. They're
had
dumber. But I think the more aware you are, the more opportunities you're going to stroke out. It's the same with the helmets. How many times these guys in much worse helmets in football used to just get blasted in the head and go, right. And they'd walk away and they'd be in the next play. Our guy, they land wrong. Oh, his head hit the ground in the helmet. He's in a helmet. What is he, a stormtrooper? He's in a helmet. No, he's not going to get up from that. He's out for 3 weeks. He hit his head on the ground on that really well-watered soft grass. You ever watch the old videos? Not all of them have CTE. Yeah, we got to get him in that tent. I saw his head touch something. Yeah, the youth's ears bleed every time they, you know, get bonked a little heavy. Eric's going out this morning. You can watch football. You can watch guys' heads hit the ground. There's going to be a lot of that tonight as the Ravens beat the Jets 52-7 tonight. And you can watch it at Hooters in Alma School because Eric's got his party out there. For Holmberg Bound, we're releasing it into the Hooters, Four Peaks. And this show right here put together a delicious beer about 3 years ago, and every winter we roll it out. It's called Holmberg Bound. Every pint sold, a buck, goes to the Humane Society of Arizona, which is great, and helps out our furry friends and helps them do all sorts of great things for the animals. Their medical center is, bar none, one of the best in the country. They are unbelievable at what they do for animals that need help. So you're helping with that when you go and buy yourself a Holmberg Bound. They're available at all the Hooters. Eric's out there tonight from 6 to 8, and he's going to be giving away a bunch of KUPD stuff, plus his party, where they got $200 tab. So if I went tonight, I might want to saddle up to Eric's table there and just go, hey, gang, what's going on? Make friends with the party of six.
They've got to find James Olson.
That's right. Yeah, Jimmy Olson will be there. You got to find him. Eric will be at the table. The problem is, you got a $200 tab that we gave him. Might be kind of cool to put a little pressure on him to buy you a drink. That's all I'm saying. They got a party of six. They're going to blow through it pretty fast. Go, Jimmy. Hey, you're looking good.
Kid. Round for the whole bar.
And if you're a decent-looking girl, go up to Jimmy Olsen, the winner, and say, hey, I'll blow you for a beer. Because that's what a good woman would do.
For a beer?
Sure, a good one. The other ones want to see. Look at you trained. For a beer, you have to buy them dinner and take them to a film and maybe even a trip to Sedona at the Enchantment Resort.
God, you're right.
Yeah, look at you were trained to just for a beer. How do you treat that? A good one would come up and do it.
I will, for a beer, I will blow you.
My God, woman. First I'll take you to dinner, and then I'll show you a good time. We'll have wonderful conversation, and then I'll do it two more times, and then perhaps some light petting.
First base, second base, third base.
I offered to give you oral for a beer, and you want to go on three dates.
That's right, because I'm a decent gentleman.
You're an idiot.
Right. otherwise known as a decent gentleman.
That's a bad negotiator.
Just an idiot. A well-trained man. But Eric's going to go out there this morning, too, at the Hooters. Why not? Survey the land at Alma School and the 60 over there in Mesa. You can get out there this morning. Eric will be out there doing his thing, giving you tickets to, geez, hell yeah, you got that. T-shirts, CDs, bandanas, all sorts of KUPD stuff.
And tonight at the party, First 98 get a glass.
They get the mug still. That's still going on.
Homburg-bound glass.
Homburg-bound pint. The mug, which is pretty cool. Really neat. Yesterday, for some reason, I don't know exactly who did this or why it happened, but the sports station, 98.7 here in town, posted this thing that Frank Caliendo and I did on Frank's podcast, making goofs on Ron Wolfley, the Cardinals announcer. And I got just bombarded. Hey, credit to them. Whenever they post something, evidently it's important to their listeners because my phone exploded. Like, you and Caliendo did that Wolfley thing. I loved it. And all the things were very positive. So somebody sent me the whole link. So I looked at it and I'm like, comments. So I went to the comments section. Man, oh man, do their listeners hate Ron Wolfley? Because we're just goofing around having fun with Ron Wolfley. Oh, David. And we kind of turned him into this cartoon dog. He's just kind of a dopey cartoon dog on the Caliendo podcast. I'm like, oh, David. And I've done the impression here a million times. Yeah. Oh, get out on the tugboat, David, if you ever had Kyler Murray over for dinner. Woot, woot. We'd serve him whatever he wants, and I would love him, and I'd hold him, and I'd pet him, and I'd make him my own, David. Oh, David, I love Kyler Murray. Can't you see? I'm easily bothered by persistence.
He's like Goliath.
He does the Pantera thing. So we're goofing around on Wolfley, and I always somebody sent it to me, and I'm like, I'm going to do the comments. I looked at the comments, and, you know, the article basically said our lovable Ron Wolfley was the subject on Caliendo's podcast with John Holmberg and blah, 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 and we goofed around about it. Do you have the clip? This is what we did. This is the clip from the podcast of us goofing on. Well, we were talking about all sorts of NFL local NFL broadcasters, because Scott Long, who's also on the podcast, is in Indianapolis, and he was driving around and he was listening to local broadcasts.
Oh yeah, I like him.
Wolfley's hilarious, but it's almost accidental all the time. And I do the impression of him always just saying, because it's just, I've turned him into a lunatic who just thinks everyone's name is David, because he gets
David, so exciting. We got the projunctatory size of Kyler Murray, who, I'll tell you right now, David's one of the greater quarterbacks you'll ever watch. David, we're excited. Tugboat, boop, boop.
He's got these things like, mine always turns into a little bit of Bill Walton, but he's like,
Basinonian. Yeah. This is unbelievable. What's going on here?
And he pulls his hat down.
So far.
Yeah, he pulls it down. I go in the studio with him, and when I cheat on John, and I go into the studio, give me the Gruden hat. So he will, thank you.
What's with the words there? You got a lot of
he will
deaf
be
people
in the
watching?
Studio.
Evidently.
And he'll literally.
Subtitle.
He'll be like this.
They like impressions.
Like,
Basinonians. You have no idea how I love Kyler Murray, and it's a fantastic situation.
And his partner's trying to talk, but he can't
doesn't
see.
Matter.
He's like, and Doug's trying to come in, but Wolf.
And that's why this microphone is covered in slime. I would leave my warrior princess wife for Kyler Murray. If he came to my house right now, I tell you, I would absolutely love him like he was my own, David.
I would pet him.
I'd love him.
Love him.
I would never let him go.
He would be mine forever.
Let's go down to Paul Kelphy's, who's got a love letter from me to Kyler Murray, and see if Paul can hand it to him. And look at his reaction, David.
That's what we're doing, right? So we're goofing on Wolfley. So it goes on their own website. They posted this thing for whatever reason.
It.
So
this
it gets all sorts of comments. Just to clarify, this is from Steve. Not everyone finds Wolfley lovable. In fact, for many of us, he's the least enjoyable thing on AZ Sports Radio.
You're always going to have haters.
It's all of them.
It doesn't matter what you post.
I actually prefer him to the role of color commentator that I do on his own show. I would love Wolf, but I hate him. That's a great comment. I can't watch ACC 12 or whatever it is, Pac-12 games anymore because I have to watch on mute because I can't listen to Walt and he reminds me of Wolfley. Then it goes off on just Dave Pasch works with Wolfley and Walton. Poor bastard. I love Walton. Hilarious. Dude's funny. I'm laughing at everything he says. Wolf is all right. Sometimes he's funny. Other times, he just falls flat. It's crazy. Like, they put it up on their own site, and people just ruined him.
Any
feedback
matter.
On the impressions?
No, that's the thing. They didn't even do a skit.
They're looking to hate.
But you can still go on and see like three or four. But one, not one guy's like, hey, that was fun. Thanks. I love Wolfley. He's the best. You'd think you'd have one dude going, oh, that was a lot of fun. No. That just tells me something about sports fans who listen to sports radio. And that's why it's always so, you got to fire everybody. Oh, this sucks. Because that's who listens to sports radio. These guys are all miserable.
Bobby Bittman. I do a Wolfley impression every time I sit on the commode. Then I flush it away and do it again hours later.
Implication here that Wolfley is comes out of me.
You want to see more hate? Post a picture of Joe Buck and then watch
that. Oh, my God,
The sports guys just don't have an ounce of joy. And I kind of understand your Cardinal fans. So why would you have any joy? But Jesus, God almighty, crushing it on him.
There's a lot of advice in there. Tim and Chandler says, Wolfley impression instructions. Place your lips on Steve Keim's fat butt and smooch.
They hate him. And I started to think about it. I'm like, oh, my God. If someone did a Len Casper impression on Cubs.com, my first thing was, why are you wasting your time with that sack of garbage? I'm the same way about my teams. They bring me great misery. Except for the Steelers guys with Myron Cope and stuff. He was fun. But man, oh man.
It's just how society is.
I know, but I didn't realize it was going to be
you put politics up there. You put a picture of Jesus Christ, you'll have 8 million people.
Oh, well, yeah, there's a reason, though.
I know, I'm just saying.
Backup on that. But usually you'd assume that a clip of a couple of idiots doing an impression of a guy would be like, the idiots suck. We didn't get one comment about us. Not one thing.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't watch the video. I just saw that you guys liked Wolfley and I had to say something. Jesus Christmas. And Ron's a very nice man.
Yeah.
He'll drive you bananas on the radio sometimes, but he's a very nice man. That's got to be rough. They're just awful, awful human beings. They didn't, not once. Frank sucks. John sucks. None of that. Wolfley sucks. You'd think somebody would go, oh, I didn't like those impressions at all. That was sucky. Nope. It was all about hating the real guy we were actually goofing on. I hate him. Impression or otherwise. I hate people that do impressions. Didn't even get that. I hate people that do impressions of Ron Wolfley would have made more sense. Nothing. And then all my texts were like, hey, that was fun. Really enjoyed that. Like people that were nice to me. You go on that sports thing, and it really kind of opened my mind to the idea, like, how sports make us all like little golems.
I kind of wonder if it's just a comment page. Like,
sort of, but usually there's a mix.
There's just, you need to put something hateful on a comment page.
Oh, they have to.
So
have
easy.
Like, yeah, it's just like, you have to do it, or be a smartass or a dick about something.
I'm tired of people being happy or enjoying something.
Right. Like, you know, like those, there's pictures of the Baby Yoda thing. And I'll just look right now at Yahoo because where's the comments here? The comments.
Even
section.
Baby Yoda gets hate.
That's
Baby
what I'm saying.
Yoda.
Like, well, that's the thing. You'll get somebody. But normally you'll get a few people who are just normal and understand what it's talking about.
That at least
like,
want to be positive.
Literally, this Baby Yoda thing would be, you post this, it would be like people who just come on and automatically hate Frank Oz. For no reason at all. It's like, I just hate Frank Oz so much. Well, that's not what this is about. Frank Oz doesn't even voice Baby Yoda. Yeah, but he voiced the real Yoda, and I hate Frank Oz. It's really strange how that...
Even Baby Yoda?
That got targeted.
How could anybody be negative about Baby Yoda?
You can't. I'm going to try to find the comments. There. Give me the comments.
That's just ridiculous. Story.
Yeah, if you...
You know the world's going off the deep end.
Yeah, if you can find a way to make Baby Yoda a source of pain for you. Baby Yoda's adorable. I don't know what this is, but Parmesan is cute, too. Doesn't look like Yoda when he's not hiding behind towels. What does that mean?
See?
They've shown a full body shot of him?
That just didn't
matter. Oh, because it's a cat named Parmesan that looks like Baby Yoda. That's the story. Oh. That cat doesn't look like Baby Yoda. But it uses the force for tummy rubs. I took time out of my day for that. These are people who should be working.
What makes?
See, there you go, shooting down the happy comment.
That's not a happy comment. The first comment is, the story is moot.
Well, they use the force for...
The story's moot. That's just their dumb joke. What makes news these days? That cat looks just like a cat. That is all. Looks like an average cat to me, said Mike. The story is akin to a newspaper article about a cloud in the shape of a sailboat. We all officially will not only click on anything, but write about anything. We're doomed. Baby Yoda's cooler than any cat. And then, of course, you get the boring people. Slow news day. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, we're one of those. Maybe the cat was green, it would look more like him. Yeah, well, yeah, that's not going to happen.
There's Parmesan.
That's a cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
pretty solid.
That's Baby Yoda, man.
I like it.
I'm freaked out by that.
That towel is perfectly placed.
Yeah, it is. That's, I hate to say it to you commenters, but that's Mother Baby Yoda in somebody's house. That's a great picture. And I would, you know why? Because normal people don't look at it and go, I need to say something great. That cat looks so much like Baby Yoda. It's amazing. It made me happy.
And that's what you have to remember.
Yeah. Oh, like, no.
The normals don't. They just giggle and move on
with their lives. Yeah. But the funny thing with that, to me, the weird thing about the Wolfley deal was at least the people in this are staying on point. I don't understand the hate for Ron Wolfley when two dickheads are just doing an impression of Ron Wolfley. Attack us. Come after us.
Right.
Ron Wolfley's not even involved in that clip other than his name. And we're kind of making fun of him, and they didn't once go, me too, man. Nope.
Heck, I posted that thing about Ian, and it was all about, I hate Ian, I hate Eric, I hate Brady, right. kick Ian out of here, kick Eric out, kick Brady out. It was hilarious. Yeah,
those are good.
Yeah, so it's...
I told you.
All those was goodbye to
but
Ian.
But I told you I would stop writing those, and I can't.
It turned into some other thing.
And then, of course, the one person that I love in every comment section on Yahoo that just comes in the middle of this, which is like, that cat looks nothing like Baby Yoda. That cat is concerned over a bottle of blue anal lube that's sitting next to it. Did you look closer? And the guy's being a jerk. And then one guy just goes, Trump 2020. Boom! The nuke's been dropped.
There we go. Now it's going off the deep end, of course,
you loony Trumpists are going to come in here and wreck Baby Yoda. Well, keep it up, because he's going to turn our country into Tatooine, a dry, desolate place, because he doesn't pay any attention to the environment. Oh, yeah, like Malia Obama's going to solve that problem. That's the next one. Looks like Malia Obama.
Oh, get ready for more of that.
Racist.
2020 is here.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks away from this happening.
This year is going to suck.
It's going to suck bad. That's my prediction for 2020. Oh, man, is this going to suck.
Did you say that Parmesan is apparently a Phoenix resident?
Is Parmesan from here?
Apparently.
I wonder if he likes Ron Wolfley. Yeah. Probably not.
No.
Not going to comment on it.
No one does, apparently. I didn't know the cat was so angry.
I want to see
David the kitty looks like Baby Yoda, David. The perjunctory little Yoda. Oh, he's adorable. I'd love to have him in my house, but I can't right now, David.
Can you do the Gambo thing? And then post that and let's...
Oh, yeah, we'll do impressions of Gambo next and see how that goes. Sources tell me to avoid the comment section. People are buying Pella windows and payways and my boner pills like crazier.
That's why they tell the athletes and stuff on that. Don't look at the social media.
Don't look at it.
And Frank had it would be that one comment.
But see, that's
Antonio Brown.
Well, that's Antonio Brown.
It's just going to make your life worse. Don't do it.
But Antonio Brown at least deserves people to say, hey, you've lost your mind, man.
Yeah.
His comment should probably be fairly negative because he's lost his mind. But when something's posted as simple as the Baby Yoda cat head, and you manage to get mad at Malia Obama.
Your priorities are
I don't know how your brain works at all. I don't even know if you can function. You'd have to look up priorities to know what they are. It isn't about priorities. It's just about...
How did we get here?
Oh, we've been here the whole time. We were handed bullhorns. Here's your phone. It's called a bullhorn. You can comment on anything you want now. Right. Anything at all. Used to be you had to keep that quiet or just say it in the car. But now you can say it all over the world and about anything. So we were given bullhorns, and we as a species have wanted bullhorns for years, evidently, because we love it. And you're mad about Malia Obama. You're still mad about Malia Obama, the child of a president.
Malia Obama.
The child of a president you didn't like. You're still mad at that. It's like making Amy Carter jokes. It's literally the child of a president you didn't like, and you can manage to work it into a story about Baby Yoda and a cat called Parmesan. Ah, you know, this reminds me of that Malia Obama. I got to say something. I got to type something. I got to write something. I'm going to stop working. I'm going to stop being productive with my life for 2 seconds. Put it out there and say, Dear Yahoo, Baby Yoda and Parmesan, comma, answer. Space, space, space. Because I got to do it right. You know, I got to make sure it looks like it's the body of a letter. Space, 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 space. 5 spaces to start. I hate Malia Obama. Period. Baby Yoda and Malia Obama are twins. Period. Hee hee. Period. OMG with this story. When we have Malia Obama to hate, why would we focus on Parmesan the cat? Question mark, question mark, question mark, exclamation point. Hee hee hee. Anyway, I have to get back to my job now. Do your work. And if you are mad at Malia Obama, come on. It's not her fault. Your dad was a dick to a lot of people. Imagine they took it out on you. I mean, it's kind of biblical to do it, but still. What if all of a sudden my dad's friend from work, Scott, who I saw at the Windsor for the first time in 25 years the other night, comes over to the table and just slugs me? Oh, your dad was such a dick. What happened? I'm going to make comments about you on the internet. What happened? I had no choice. I was a child. He treated everybody at work like garbage. I was at home being a child. You are just like that Malia Obama. You're in on it.
Well, here's how Vince and Dan set up going to you guys.
Oh, boy. Vince does a great Wolfley impression.
Now to enter. Coming up, they say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Is it? We'll explore that next.
Well, in Wolfley's case, yes. In Gamba Ding Dong's, absolutely not. It's the sincerest form of teasing a dude. But, yeah, well, I don't know what you're going to do with that. Interesting, however. I've become a comments guy. I can go to a story on Yahoo immediately and start laughing. I get great enjoyment out of the pain of society.
It's great when they start fighting in the comments.
Oh, like, when they...
two people will just go back and forth for, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah, just tons of just ridiculous things they say to each other. Let's find any story I can find. Let's see what we've got.
And they do it on purpose. Like some people just like to stir the pot.
Some troll. Judge who's not qualified, lazy, arrogant, confirmed. Oh, this will be great. Every Republican except one voted to confirm this idiot. Maybe the real question should be, why do they elect federal judges to a lifetime appointment? It's time we made changes, people. Quit sitting on your hands like dumbasses. They can't get through a comment without calling everyone on the planet names.
That's a good point.
Is it? Till the end.
Maybe they are dumbasses.
Yeah, but all of us?
Yes, everyone.
Loyalty to a party is more important than experience or qualifications, I guess. World has gone to hell. Terrible. Terrible just goes both ways. Terrible. There's never anybody that says, really enjoyed this appointment. This guy's going to do a great job.
Yeah, because he knows what happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would be the fun. That's the real trolling. You know what I might become? The world's first happy troller. Go on to stories and just go, I think this guy's going to make everything great. In fact, I think everyone who has a job in government's going to make the world better. Dot, dot, dot. Ah, you just hear heads exploding. Oh, my God. What do you mean you like everybody? Yep. Hashtag hopeful. Ooh. It would be the opposite of who I am, but I really do enjoy sitting back watching the fire. I'm a comments arsonist. I don't start it, but I certainly enjoy looking at the flames. They're fun. They dance.
Artist.
Seems to be a rage epidemic.
Not artist. Huh?
There just seems to be a rage epidemic.
We got bullhorns. Everybody got handed an opinion machine, and we got to slam them out.
And it's only going to get worse this upcoming year.
Remember your mom, Eric, way back when she used to sit there and just blab about stuff on TV because that was her generation's way of doing it. I don't know if your mom ever got on Twitter and started.
She followed it all. Did I don't she? Think she
well,
commented.
See, there you go. Yeah. But that generation tended to just bark at parties with each other. And they knew better. because they knew we've all got opinions and this is going to ruin friendships. Let's not bring it up. So they had a couple topics you just stayed away from because they knew. And then you talked about Ken back home, what a dick he is because he's incapable of having a conversation. You relied on personalities. You relied on storytelling. And that's what my friend Joe told me the other day, and he made a great point. Due to Facebook and due to Twitter and all this other stuff, the art of telling a story is dead. It's over. You let pictures do it. People are like, oh, my God, we were in Aruba. Look. And they just thumb through their photos, and nobody's like can explain anything or talk about anything and be interesting. The phone does it for them. So you should have a thing where it's like, look, tell me the story without showing me any of this stuff. Paint a picture. Can you do it? I don't know that many people can anymore. It's tough because we rely so much on this little hand brain.
And that's always been like, I mean, there's always been people that can tell a story better than others.
Well, there's better, but there used to be people who would hold a conversation because you were forced to.
Yeah.
If you were in a social setting, you couldn't sit there and go, I have a load of photographs I can show you and then explain them to you as we look. Well, you're boring. What you are is an Amway salesman with a slide presentation. You used to be able to hold conversations, have fun, goof around, tell a story about where you were. But
used to have a little more tolerance.
Well, I don't think so. I think we were just outwardly less proactive to attack. You were intolerant.
Yeah, you're primed to attack now. Now you get the first thing you do.
My parents used to get in the car and just talk about how much they hated whoever they were just with, just like everybody else always has.
But you wouldn't do it in the room.
But you wouldn't do it in front of them.
That's true.
Yeah, that's just the difference. It's just more direct.
Yeah.
Now everybody feels like they're stronger when they just tell somebody they suck.
They were nicer to each other's faces.
Yeah. And they could enjoy the evening still and still think that Kenneth is an asshole. I hate Kenneth's wife so much. And then you'd pat your wife on the thigh and thank her for being tolerant of that bitch. And you did it in the car. Thank you for putting up with that. I saw your face twice when she started talking about that kid. Their kid is so ugly and so misbehaved. But you did. Thank you very much.
You think about it. Yeah, there were a lot of forced gatherings. Yep. Like you'd always have to get together with people, even though you hated them.
You didn't like them.
Again, it came down to the tolerance thing. A higher
you're tolerant.
Age of tolerance.
Yeah, sure, you're tolerant, but you're still, it's still there. Yeah. The hate's still there.
I don't consider it tolerant. I consider
it. I guess it's under control.
Yeah,
you're going there because there might be one person that you don't like, but you like 15 of the other people there.
But you use discretion. Or there's just one group of people that you're with and the person that's standing next to you the whole time you can't stand. And now it's the person that comes up with their phone to tell you their entire life. It's like, just put that down. If you don't have anything to say without it, you don't have anything to say.
There's I think nowadays, instead of tolerating that stuff, like a lot of us as kids had to go to that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now we just dismiss people.
Because we're free. Yeah, you just eliminate that.
I'm not doing that.
I'm going to go stand over here now because your conversation is terrible. But I have photographs. I have photographs along with my terrible story. Oh, good. Visual aids to your boring story. Yeah, people just don't tell stories anymore. Try to
just
tell a
realize that you can't dismiss everything. I think the part for the
but why should you? Why should you need to tolerate a person
it's
you
it's
hate?
Not, but you will find yourself in a situation where you're going
to have
to
be
that. That's the problem. Is people are no, you don't have to be.
You really don't have to be.
Correct, but it helps if you can because there's going to be a situation where you're going to have to. Okay, or politely get out of it at least.
Right. You deal with stuff and they're like, I don't want to do anything. Honestly, I don't ever want to leave.
Yeah.
There's stuff that people are like, we want to do this. And there are people I like, but I don't want to go. And you know why? Because there's going to be other people there and I'm going to have to tolerate someone. And I'm sure I'm on the other end of it. Oh, is he going? Holmberg, I got to tolerate him. And I don't want to be the guy that has to be tolerated or tolerate others. So the best way to do that is to avoid groups. Pick and choose. That's why when you get older, your circle of friends gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And always has. You dismiss them all.
And then you just do all your drama on Facebook.
That's right. And now you bullhorn them from your house anonymously.
Solve the world's problems.
All the world's problems. Just sit there and just go, I'll fix it.
You're convince every one of these.
It's crazy.
People.
It's fun, though. Those comment sections, man. How Baby Yoda and Parmesan turned into an argument about Malia Obama's beyond me. I haven't even said that name in years, but somebody did it. She looks like Malia Obama. And then he just elbows the guy next to him. Watch this.
I don't even know. Is it the older one or the younger one? I don't even know.
It's one of the two.
Yeah, Malia, I think, is older.
It doesn't matter. We should never even be thinking about them.
Now somebody will comment
on that. Other than whether or not their pictures pop up and they're hot. That's it. It's the only time you'll ever need to think about Malia and Sasha Obama. That's it. I don't think about Laura Bush and her kids ever. The twins, one of them's on TV all the time. I don't even.
Really?
Yeah, the one of them Jenna does a thing on the Today. Yeah, she does stuff on the Today Show. So what?
Yeah, if you're so into it, the kids are getting you fired up.
Yeah,
you really got to.
You're too far.
Look yourself in the mirror a little bit. Rethink things.
Yeah, and they got that the Clinton girl. It was only fun to
remember Beavis and Butthead with Chelsea Clinton.
It was great. Jesus. Just beat Chelsea Clinton into the earth, which was hilarious because you used to be allowed to do that when the first family's kid was a little bit dopey looking. Amy Carter got kicked all over the country in the 70s because she was just dopey hillbilly kid. And they started to try to do it with Barron Trump. People are like, he's too young. 10 is too young to start kicking a boy. That's detrimental, especially nowadays where it's all out there. Used to be you'd make a joke on Saturday Night Live about Amy Carter, and it would be once, and it was over. But the next day, it's not on Yahoo, replaying it over and over, and it's memes and emails. But yeah, Malia Obama. I think the Obama girls grew up hot, kind of. They're tall. I think their faces are that great, but they're built up pretty good. I never understood why. And that was something that people on the internet would say you're a racist for. I don't think that Michelle Obama is a pretty woman, but they kept saying how pretty she was. And it almost got me in a fight with Megan's aunt once. And I'm like, oh, her face. I just don't understand why people think she's pretty. You are unbelievable. I'm like, why? Everyone in the world thinks she's pretty but me? No, it's taste.
Right,
I don't find her attractive. That's racist. I'm like, I am on the radio constantly talking about how I want one of the Williams sisters. I don't remember, Serena.
Serena.
I'm like, it isn't racism. I don't find this one attractive. This human being is not pretty to me. I can't believe you're just saying that because you hate Obama. I'm like, no, I don't really hate him. I just don't think his wife's good looking. In fact, I think he could have done a lot better, especially in the Nubian area. He could have got himself a better black princess, if you really want to get down to it.
This is a good holiday conversation.
Yeah, it was a grandma's birthday. And it was me meeting grandma for the first time. Grandma sat with her mouth wide open. I'm like, look, let's be honest here.
See, this is why you start dismissing people.
Yeah, and then I'm like, I can't go to these grandma birthdays anymore. I got to start separating myself to like this maybe twice because I got into an argument of why I don't find Michelle Obama attractive, and it was actually bothering someone. And that's another thing. If that bothers you, like I just don't think she's pretty, and you're like, well, I can't talk to this person anymore. It's like, really? Aren't you the one that's like all about diversity? I have a different thought than you. You should be celebrating. Intellectual diversity is the same as, cultural diversity. No, it's not. I want everyone to think exactly the same as me. And if they don't, I'm angry. All right. Then you're crazy. That's called crazy. We used to call it that. Used to be a lunatic back in the day when we'd call people crazy. Now you're just socially awkward, I guess. It's 7:02. Still don't think Michelle Obama's pretty. And I'll say it all day long. I don't think
and
a lot of people.
Being able to hang out with someone and be okay with it that thinks they're very pretty. That's the key.
I don't care what you think of
right.
her, but I can
what
think
I'm
the
saying,
opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get mad that she thought she was beautiful. I got bothered by the fact that if I didn't, I was racist. And I told her, I'm not racist. I'm a wild bigot. But that's towards all races. I don't like any of them.
But life's short. Why should you hang out with people that are
exactly
assholes?
Like, you're going to get mad at me over this? At the VIG?
We're at the VIG. Get out of here.
We're about to cornhole or play bocce ball. You're mad at me over this? And then I remember going through the whole restaurant going, watch this. Well, you're just so judgmental. I'm like, watch this. You're going to love this. And I just pointed at everyone. Ugly, ugly. I'd nail it. Ugly, 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 disgusting, ugly. Out of the 9 people I just pointed out, 1 is worth my wiener. You're disgusting. I am disgusting, but I'm pointing out that most people I see I'm not attracted to. Same as you.
There's a fire brewing and John's just throwing more
gasoline. But that was my fun of it. I was like, oh, I see. You're illogical and irrational with thought.
My God.
Well, what you are is Tinder. You have to find the people I find attractive, or you're racist.
And then it was just a weird little thing. But grandma was like, let's just have cake and play bocce. No, no.
What happened on my birthday?
We have to get into this conversation now.
And you're right, Brady. Sometimes you have to deal with it. I have to deal with it this weekend. I'm going to my brother's graduation. I'm going to have somebody there I don't want to talk to. But I'm going to have a – it's a comeuppance. It's time. Yeah. Have that talk.
Got to stare at him.
Yeah.
Look and go.
Like, all right, here it is. In or out.
Yeah.
You can redeem yourself. I'll give you one shot to redeem yourself.
That's kind of how I feel. That you can redeem yourself because I've been more than open about why I'm not around you. You want to redeem yourself, that's the first step. Otherwise, I still think Michelle Obama's ugly. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Doesn't make you a racist. It just makes you hate Michelle Obama's face like I do. She could be a pleasant woman, but not attracted to her. I don't think you have to be.
All right, I got to go to the Hooters.
I even find Oprah attractive in certain areas. Gayle King, however, not so much.
I'll be there in like 30 minutes, 7:30.
Eric's going to Hooters.
Is there particular era of Oprah that you like over others?
I liked skinny Oprah when she came out holding all that fat for a little in that wagon. She had that wagon
right,
of fat.
Right,
she came out in those jeans. I'm like, kind of skinny Oprah's hot. And there was a little phase there around a couple years ago. Oprah got a weird fat lady shape that was hourglassy, and I'm like, Oprah looks good.
Well, yeah.
I don't know what it is. I think it's the money, to be honest with you. Because when I see her, I see billions. And I'm like, she just got really.
You get me, and you get me.
That could help.
I kind of, and then I saw Stedman over at the fight I was at a couple weeks ago when I saw
he was there?
Wilder
for real?
Ortiz. Yeah, oh yeah. It was, and we had great seats. Stedman was like 10 seats over, and I'm like, where's Stedman Winfrey? I don't even know the guy's last name.
You nailed it.
I think that's right. And he looked happy, just smiling. I'm like, ear to ear, Stedman is thrilled to
of course
be here.
He gets to go to Vegas by himself.
No Oprah. Oprah can't go out of the house. Imagine if your wife was so famous
Oprah
she couldn't.
Was there.
She can't do things, so you got to do it on your own. And you're just mildly famous, so people kind of bother you. But if Oprah was with you, it would be insane.
Maybe she was in a skybox?
Nope. There wasn't one. There aren't any at the Grand Arena.
Just so, I thought it was at T-Mobile.
Mm-mm. And there's Stedman, like 8 rows in, going, I can do whatever I want. And technically, I got access to $500 million.
That's where you pull out a piece of paper, you write down a comment, and pass it to the next person. Yeah, oh, that's Stedman, 10 seats over. I don't like him.
Yeah.
And then start the whole.
Right. The old school, like, you know, you're voting people off on Survivor. You just have your chalk and your paper. Don't like you. You look nothing.
Out their flame.
You look nothing like Baby Yoda. Parmesan.
Did you choose a wake-up song?
No. What do you got?
Okay. Brought to you by ELOTeam.com. He's on his way out to Hooters, so we'll choose. He's got Stone Sour, the Union Underground. I assume that's Gojira.
Where's that?
Gojira.
That's Godra. Godra.
Godra.
There's no I in it.
Godra.
There's no I in Gojira.
And,
just a we.
Mushroom Head.
Let's do Mushroom Head. Sun Doesn't Rise, a great song. Right. I haven't heard that in a while. So Mushroom Head it is. Eric's headed out right now. Alma School and the US 60 in Mesa, my old stomping grounds. 6 to 8 o'clock tonight. Holmberg Bound is going to get released over there at Hooters. Eric's going out this morning to just let you know where it is so you can come back later tonight and drink with him. Hell yeah, tickets. He's got those you can sign up for. T-shirts, CDs, DVDs, bandanas, all the KUPD stuff you could ever imagine. It's the end of the year sale, so everything must go. We got to get rid of it all. Plus that 40th anniversary stuff. I don't know if he's got any of those bandanas, but those
got to get them out of here.
We got to get rid of those because nothing more embarrassing than handing those out in February of next year, 41, right?
Yeah, and we go on vacation after next week.
Yeah, that's
your last opportunity.
This is two. Got two left.
Oh, that's right.
One more van, so we got to get rid of all this stuff. So Alma School in the 60 in Mesa, you get all that. Tonight, also 6 to 8, Eric will be out there for the Holmberg Bound release. First 100 people or something like that are going to get one of the mugs. First 98. So there you go. First 98 folks get one of the Holmberg Bound mugs, which are great. And every pint sold, $1 to the AZ Humane Society. And we're blowing through this stuff. Four Peaks is that's a great beer, man. People really like it. So try it out. If you're in Mesa and you want to get over there, Hooters is where it's at. And Hooters has all the Holmberg Bound as well, as they've loaded up with Four Peaks and partnered. So they're one of the places that you can get Holmberg Bound. And then one of the last places usually is at the Holmberg's Happy Ending Show, which is December 21st. And that was unbelievable last year.
I was going to say, the past couple of years have been any indication, get there early.
12 to 15 minutes, we were out of cash.
It was gone.
It was unreal how fast this crowd drank all of the beer. All of it. And we were like, we're fine. We got for the whole night. All of it. Gone. And I got there and had one, and then all of a sudden they're like, the taps are dry, and they went back to Kilt Lifter. because that was what they had for their regular stuff.
And that tap was dry.
And then that was a drinking bunch for the happy ending last year. So let's do that again. Because that basically means the Humane Society gets their check faster.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Go out to Hooters this morning. We'll talk to Eric in a little bit.
97.9. Tippy Phoenix.